All right, it is halftime here in Minneapolis. The Bay College Norse taking on RCTC today, and in our player spotlight, of course, one of the Minnesota guys, AK.
Hi, how you doing, Jack?
Along Kang, how you doing?
I'm good. Good to be in my city.
Yeah, so what was that like yesterday, coming into town and you're looking around and you recognize, you know, I know this road, I know that road, that kind of thing?
Felt good to be back and see all the places I used to hang out at.
So you have a lot of family coming today, friends? Who's coming?
My mom, my brother, and some friends, maybe some cousins and some uncles and aunts, but we're going to see because they got work today. But most should come tomorrow for sure.
Okay, so how far away from where we are is your house?
About from Anoka Ramsey or from downtown Minneapolis?
Anoka.
It's like an hour away. That's north suburbs. I'm from the south suburbs. Yeah, so it's a journey.
It's not as big a journey as going to Escanaba.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story.
So how about that story? How did you end up in Escanaba? What was the whole process that got you here?
Just connected with Coach Johnson, and he was looking for some forwards, and thought it'd be a good fit. You know, thought I could help the team, and that's how it started.
And you feel you've been able to do that, help the team?
Yeah, I felt we've been able to win games. We're 11-2. Been doing the best I can, and yeah, we're doing good so far. So, yep.
Okay, so for yourself, talk a little about your high school career. People may not know. You and I were talking last night about some of the folks you played with. So, tell me about your high school and your career.
Yeah, so I moved to Minnesota my 10th grade year. I played on Howard Pulley EYBL team with Trey Jones and Gary Trent Jr., who are now in the NBA, and went to high school together and was able to win a state championship my senior year.
State championship, eh? So what was that like?
It was good. You know, it's a hard thing to do, but it's a story I could tell my kids when they're growing up. So, yeah.
And so tell me a little about your relationship that you still have with these guys. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know NBA players, and you do, right?
Yeah, so I'm close with JR. We call him JR. He plays for the Raptors, you know. He's a starter now, and we talk every now and then, but not too much. You know, he's an NBA player, and they're busy with their season, so we can't do all the stuff we used to do in high school. But shout out to him, and he's having a great career for the Raptors.
So what did you last night? We were walking around downtown Minneapolis. You had no idea we were going to go to the Timber Rattlers game, did you?
Yeah, I had no idea. We just kept walking around in circles, and then all of a sudden he's like, you guys want to go home or you guys want to go to the game? So obviously the Lakers are playing, and I wanted to see LeBron, and it happened. That's the first time I've seen LeBron in person, so shout out to Coach Johnson for getting us those tickets.
Yeah, I mean, you had to be thinking, what were you thinking? We're walking around, you know, Johnson's like, oh, yeah, this here, they have musicals here, you know, I ate here. What are you thinking?
I was just like, I already seen all these sights, Coach Johnson. You don't got to keep showing us everything. You know, we're in the basketball. I mean, we're here to play basketball. So it was a real big surprise when we ended up going to the Target Center to watch the game. It was a good time.
And it made you feel good, especially the Minnesota guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. Not a lot of people get to go to NBA games, especially against the Lakers, because those tickets are always sold out.
It was. And the Timberwolves whooped up on them. What did you think of the game?
I knew the Wolves was going to win last night for sure. Lakers, they're supposed to be a real good team, but Timberwolves are doing really good this year, even without Anthony Edwards. So once they get Edwards back, I think Timberwolves are going to be a playoff team for sure.
Oh, yeah, Towns, he went off, didn't he?
Yeah, and I called it. You can ask Gavin and the guys. I called Anthony Towns going for 25 or more last night.
All right, well, what are the academic side of it? What are you studying here at Bay?
I'm just getting my associate's in arts and then continue on with my business administration degree once I graduate next semester.
So what kind of job would you like to have?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm looking into, like, maybe working like for a bank or something, like a loans officer, or we'll see when that time comes. But right now, I'm just studying.
All right, so if I get a little low on cash, I'd come see you.
I don't know, Jack, man. We're going to have to talk about it in the future.
All right, man, I'll let you give your shout-outs. I know there's a lot of people you want to say hi to.
Yeah, shout-out to my mom. Shout-out to my brother. Shout-out all of Apple Valley. And shout-out to everyone watching back at my new home in Escanaba.
All right, well, hey, it's great having you on the team. And welcome back home to Minnesota. Enjoy it, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. Have a good day.
Okay, Along Kang, he is in our halftime show. It's a three-minute break. When we come back, you'll have the stats from the first half. And that's coming up next. Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.